This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going!
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right, what a week it's been here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. A ton of stuff to get to. Of course, this past Sunday was the Super Bowl. Jones correctly predicted it'd be a highly watched game.
Thank you.
And it was.
We can't all be so bold.
Nope. And here's a sample of just a few of the callers we took the following Monday.
Let's go to Jeremy in Leominster. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Watching that game last night, I had a random thought. It seemed like one of those games in college when a Power 5 team plays one of those weaker conferences. So I actually looked up the Georgia-UMass game. UMass, after three quarters, was closer to Georgia than the Chiefs were to the Eagles after three quarters.
Bobby's in Rhode Island. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Bobby.
I was actually put on hold because I asked a question about a Valentine's Day contest, and I am live on the radio.
Oh, so you're on hold for that.
Bobby.
We'll put you back on hold, Bobby.
Wait, Valentine's Day contest?
Mike's in the car. Go ahead, Mike.
Did you really say that you think Kelsey is a better all-time tight end than Rob Gronkowski?
I did, yes.
That's crazy. Kelsey doesn't block. Kelsey doesn't show up half the time. Gronkowski was a better blocker, a dominant receiver. John Gruden the other day ranked his top five tight ends. Gronkowski was number one.
Oh, wow.
And Kelsey wasn't even
I miss Gruden's ranks.
So I'm with that caller. I'm Gronk over Kelsey, although I don't know if he had the strongest argument. Kelsey doesn't block, Gronk blocks. John Gruden said so.
you want some stronger supporting evidence.
Need a little bit, something extra.
Good callers, though.
All right, speaking of callers, we had a very interesting caller. Now, we've never heard back from this gentleman, which could lead to maybe an answer as to what happened, but this was on Tuesday.
Maybe he's on the lam.
Caller had a hot take, but he might have been a little preoccupied.
Go ahead, Hunter.
Hey, how's it going?
Is that a bird call? Yeah, I was going to say, what do you have, parakeets or something like that? What is that?
Yeah, no, it was an electronic thing. But I wanted to talk about just coming.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
are you breaking into
some place that has like a safe?
No, we're good. It's an alarm thing. But I want to talk about the upcoming draft.
Do it quick before the cops show up.
Yeah, so the Travis Hunter situation, I understand I'm probably on an island out here, but I really despise taking that kid, even in the top 10, if it was up to me.
Uh-huh.
But so I bring up, I think the guy has pure athleticism and
yeah, go on.
I just think his talent alone isn't going to be enough to suffice in the NFL against these bigger names. He doesn't have the technique and proper.
What was
happening there?
I don't know.
It's just electronics.
Stuart Gardner Museum removing paintings.
Text great. The guy breaking into a jewelry store doesn't like Travis Hunter.
Well, look, we're not going to shut down any opinions, Keith.
Do me a favor. When you're stealing cars out there, change the presets. 93.7.
Yeah,
93.7.
Yeah, just leave that in there for the next person, don't mind. Yeah, all six of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still standard? You still get six?
It's like newer, newer cars have more? Calling card.
Yeah, it is.
93.7 was set to number one on all these cars.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That was incredible. He had a Travis Hunter take that he needed to get across no matter what, you know, set of locks he was trying to pick.
He also, his name was Hunter, which I think is very suspect
in retrospect.
I like picturing him like, you know, Catherine Zeta-Jones, like going through, like,
sliding under the lasers
while he's on the phone, like
what
calling
a scene
in.
That was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, entrapment.
Yeah. Power couple? Well, not a sports power
couple.
Well,
if you're doing celebrity power couple, I'd say Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas would be right up there at the top. One or two.
Still together.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah. I was going to get into something about what happened to him, but there's...
Strong jaw.
Correct. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. All right, let's go to... this is sort of a PSA, that something that happened to me that I don't want to have happen to you.
These are important, yeah.
So when I bought my house, they had one of these sweet TVs. Not even that sweet of a TV, but like a nice TV. And we were just so excited to get the house. And then they like had all this crap, literally crap. They're like, do you want us to leave it? And we're like, I'm like... Well, TV's a TV.
Okay, so what? But what's more? The TV, that's not crap.
Didn't work. It was crap.
Oh, then that
is
crap.
Like, during our walkthrough, I didn't, like, turn it on and watch a show. I saw it mounted on the wall, and I was like, that's sweet.
That must work.
I go, that must work if they're giving it to us. And I'm like, that's all. Check that off. We don't need a TV for this room. Like, it's already mounted on the wall and everything.
Oh, first and getting that. First of all, you got to get your cable installed. You got to bring somebody to come hang the television. So yeah. I don't blame you for that at all.
So I turned the TV on. Like,
I might have checked if it worked, but yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Never happened to me again. Next house I go look at, turning all the TVs on, watching everything.
Sir, what are you doing?
So
just turning on TVs in every room.
Turn the TV on.
Checking all the light switches.
There's like lines through it. I was like, oh my God. So then we had to like get rid of it. Then you had to find a way to get rid of it. They left.
You're like, we don't want the house. They're like,
screwed us on the TV. So there was that.
Lemon law.
Yeah. There was also some sort of like an elliptical.
Nice. That didn't work.
No, well, why did we want that? We weren't going to use that. What a waste.
Oh.
We got rid of it. Yeah, they probably saw me, and they're like, you might want to get on this.
Why do you keep that one?
Yeah. They left a ride-on lawnmower that I was like, all right, I'll take that.
Sweet.
I think I got like 2-3 cuts out of it. Thing died.
Yeah.
And then I was getting chirped during that. People are like, you can fix those. I'm like, first of all, I cannot fix those.
Yeah.
And it was super old. And my dad, who can fix everything, he tried fixing it. I think he got it to work like another go, and then it was like, he's like, you're done with this. This thing is over.
That's like 2 or 3 cuts that you wouldn't have got, though.
No, I know, but I also then had to get rid of it.
Well, that's true.
Like, that's the problem, is like leaving your junk with somebody, then they're responsible for properly disposing of said junk.
It's a good point.
We also, Bill Belichick has been front and center this week, last week, whether it's the NFL Honors, the Dunk Kings commercial,
sure,
et cetera. His lover, Jordan, posted on
his agent.
Well, according to Pablo Torre, his agent / manager. And she posted on Instagram a beautiful photo of her hand on his hand, rings everywhere. Mm-hmm. And there were several hashtags. And we sort of tried to unpack this a little bit. You know, they just had their meet-aversary. She tweeted about that.
I saw you text me that, yeah.
No, M-E-E-T. Jesus, Nick. What the hell's wrong with you?
Good job, Nick.
The show's on during the day. No, the meet-aversary is when they met.
You can say it again.
I do like that name for it, though.
Still sounds awful. Yeah. Yeah, talking about that some more.
This is when we dated.
Yeah.
3 days later was the meet-aversary.
We went on a date.
Our first date was on a Monday. Our meet-aversary was Wednesday.
She had a wild post on her Instagram.
Yeah.
So she said February 11th, 2025, then an arrow pointing to February 11th, 2021. So she was 20? Okay. Happy meet-aversary at Bill Belichick.
Also,
cheers. I'm not done. Cheers with a cheersing emoji to the fact that you still let me give you lengthy philosophical lectures for 4 years later.
Oh, okay, good.
Hashtag love is not logical.
Nope.
Hashtag even though it kind of is.
Yeah.
No. Hashtag ironic. Hashtag I fill to fill. P-H-I-L.
Don't.
P-H-I-L.
Don't plug that in on Pornhub.
And then a, like, when you make a heart with your hands emoji.
I search those hashtags every day.
Now, we did get an update that it's philosophy. That's how they met. They bonded on philosophy.
Yes,
so
yes,
everybody's got sick thoughts. That's not what that meant.
Hashtag fill to fill. I like Billy saying, we met on a Monday. Our meet-aversary was a Wednesday.
Congrats.
Yeah, good for you.
Way to go. Hell yeah, guys. So that's that. And so, yeah, Bill remains kind of front and center.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Rob Bradford began his weekly hits with us on Bregman Day, of all things. So Thursdays at 11:30, a fresh new opening on our show is now going to be filled. I fill to fill by Rob Bradford. And he had a very timely Super Size Me reference, although he couldn't remember the name of the the actor director. You were talking about Morgan Spurlock.
Spurlock.
Yeah, he's dead. You know the scene that I was talking about, right?
Yeah.
Where he was off the walls after eating his McDonald's, yeah. And then 50 minutes later, he's like in a food coma. Yeah.
Well, now he's in a food coma in the sky because
Thank you. Thank you.
Sure.
For telling
before
I forget, one of my favorite segments that you guys do is obviously baseball related. The random baseball player of the day, right? I love it.
Were you? Because I was just gonna go here, Bradfo, with a Morgan. I thought I was gonna say Morgan Ensberg, maybe a random baseball player of the day, Morgan Ensberg.
Well, Morgan Burkhart.
Morgan Burkhart, great one.
Which by the way, one executive said his best tool is a fork, which I always thought was great.
Same with Morgan Spurlock.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Well, speaking of random baseball player of the day, later on in the show yesterday, we in fact had random baseball player, which usually is the last thing in grab bag. And it kind of not great. Played for six teams in his illustrious career. The Orioles, Blue Jays, Expos, Diamondbacks, A's, and Twins.
Say those again.
Orioles, Blue Jays,
yep.
Expos,
uh-huh.
Snakes, A's. Twins.
Okay.
Broke into the majors in 1996, where he was able to finish seventh in the Rookie of the Year voting.
Mike. This guy. It wasn't Mike. Mike Bordick.
It wasn't Mike Bordick. Do you want a huge hint?
Yes, please.
Had a very unique batting stance.
We already had this guy.
We did? Who was it?
Didn't we have Tony Bautista?
He got it!
We already had Tony Bautista, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did!
Where's your grid?
That's why, yeah.
Where's your Excel sheet?
You have a whole Excel sheet.
I can't keep doing this.
part of the reason I wasn't guessing him earlier is I'm like, we've already done this.
I gotta come up with random new players?
I got a big hint for you. Yeah, me too. We already used him.
I got another one for you.
Yeah, start over again.
He's one-time All-Star. He played for the A's, Orioles, Blue Jays, and Mets.
Mike Bordick.
Yes.
Tony Batista, you are now the second member.
He's the new Raul Ibanez. Move over, Raul Ibanez.
You're now the second member.
Damn it. I thought that was
the two-time random baseball player of the day.
Yeah, no, I knew that one. I knew we got
twice. Like, that's like a next level.
This might be the third time we've used somebody twice.
Yeah, it got away from me a little bit yesterday. I'm sorry, we're going to bounce back today. Hopefully a new guy. We'll see. My memory is shot.
TBD, for
sure. I have a new guy today. But there you go. There's a week. Actually, we have another week in review. We'll get to it coming up because it actually will lead in nicely to the keys.
Oh, yeah. a bonus week in review.
A bonus week in review.
That'll lead in nicely to the...
Keys to the Four Nations.
Okay, good win for America last night. Huge. We'll get to that with all your phone calls next.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.